Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Earth Day today. So to celebrate Earth Day, we are doing something a little bit different. We're talking about all natural products today, composting, and now we have something very, very unique. I know a lot of you like to garden organically. You like to try to stay as natural as possible. And I found a very unique company in New York State. I met the owner at a trade show. He gave me a sample. I brought it home, and I used it on some plants. And I had real good results with it. Did some research and found out that this is an old-fashioned way to feed your plants. And it's all done with worms. Now, a healthy lawn has a lot of earthworms in it, and that's why your lawn is healthy, is the worms are aerating your lawn, and they're making the soil better. Well, the name of the company is Worm Power. It's an organic fertilizer. And I was very lucky, was able to get the owner of the company to join us today on Earth Day to tell you about earthworms and the product that he manufactures. His name is Tom Herlihy, and we'd like to welcome him to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, and happy Earth Day to you.
Thank you, and happy Earth Day to you. Tell us about what you have done, and how you got interested in making earth fertilizer with worms.
Sure. Really, we kind of do what nature does, but we brought a lot of it in one place at one time, and we wanted to be able to kind of, you know, replicate it at a larger scale and do things on a kind of consistent and uniform basis so that we could have a real viable commercial product. So we have 45 million earthworms. We're the largest earthworm composter in the U.S.
How
and
many?
We take 45 million.
45 million earthworms.
Yeah. And now everyone asks, did you go out there and count them? So before anybody calls in and asks, we do typical little densities and just kind of extrapolate from there. But we're in the Finger Lakes out in western New York. I'm located on a family dairy, the Coyne Farms, a sixth generation family dairy. We take the cow manure from this sole dairy so that we know where all of our manure comes from. And that's just this one place. We compost the manure to make sure, we do the weed seed kill off and to basically pasteurize it. And then we feed that compost to our earthworms.
Wow. Now, what is this particular fertilizer, and how would you use it? How do you use Worm Power?
Sure. Sometimes we don't even almost like calling it a fertilizer. I mean, it is a fertilizer because, it's about on a dry weight basis. It'd be about a 4-2-4 on your big three, your NPK. But it's also a lot of it is for the biological properties. Those earthworms and all the associated microorganisms that we have in these earthworm beds. So we have 21 of these giant earthworm beds where these 45 million earthworms live. And really what we're doing is kind of inoculating it with all that natural goodness that you talk about. It really is this, it's a microbial product. So a little bit of it tends to go a very long way. And, you know, we do sell it to some of the big boys, put in some of their potting mix, some of the bigger companies. But it usually uses some pretty low rates, you know, 5 to 10%. So, you know, I have to feed and care for 45 million earthworms. So I will be honest, we're not the cheapest product on the market, but then we always find that a little of it goes a long way. Like when people make potting mixes, it typically is going in at only about 5 to 10%. So, you know, we've had lots of university research to back up what we do. My background is I'm an engineer. And so really, you know, I built the worm hotel is what I did. I joke, I say, you know, those worms don't work for me. I work for them. I'm the concierge. You know, our job is kind of keep them fat, dumb, and happy and, you know, making new worms and making, worm compost for us.
Now, how would you define composting?
That's actually a very hard question because, you know, composting at its heart is basically decomposition. And decomposition happens naturally or, you know, we'd be chin deep in leaves after 40 years, right?
Yes.
So, but what composting really is the managed and accelerated decomposition of organic matter. So, you know, when you want to kind of get rid of the rottable portion and get down to the stable end product. So that's what, you know, we in the composting world, what we talk about composting is, you know, things rot on their own. Composting is the managed accelerated decomposition. And so and then you're trying to get down to the essence of what the original organic material was, down to those big, stable, nice, humic products.
Now, what is the term that you use for your composting when you do it with worms?
And as I told you, I'm an engineer, so I'm kind of a geek. So, but the real term should be vermicomposting. V-E-R-M-I is the prefix in the front. And that means anything to do with worms. So if you raise worms for worm's sake, like you're a bait farmer, you do vermiculture, I do vermicomposting, and the end product is called vermicompost. So the vermi just means that you use worms in the product. And that's really where it differs. You know, it's actually a very different product than compost. So we don't share a lot in common with composting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, compost end product is really, it's a physical product. You know, it's like a peat moss, right? You know, you get this beautiful compost product, and it doesn't have a lot of, you know, the nutrients in it tend to be very tied up in these big organic molecules, and the biology in compost tends to be made at these hotter temperatures. While with vermicompost, you know, we have very soluble nutrients. So, you know, while we still have that nice physical properties, we now have very plant-available nutrients and the micronutrients, because we come from manure, and then also the biological properties. So since we're made at these, you know, the same temperatures that are in the soil, the same kind of moisture conditions in the soil, because, you know, we use earthworms, so we have a very biologically rich material, so and it's very soluble. So instead of, you know, the three legs of your plant tripod, you know, your physical, chemical, and biological properties, compost is very, very good at the physical properties and not so much on the other two, while vermicompost really has, you know, chemical, physical, and biological properties that are very good for plant growth and plant protection.
Now, how difficult is it for the home gardener to start their own compost pile?
Well, it isn't very hard. You know, there's a couple of mistakes that people make, and that, you know, composting, it should be a very aerobic, with oxygen, like aerobic exercise. It should be an aerobic process, and you have to realize that your microbes doing your composting in maize should be treated like livestock. I mean, they're your workers doing your processing for you. So, you know, they're going to want air, water, food, and home, just like everything that lives on the planet likes to have air, water, food, and a home. So, you know, you want to have some structure in your pile, which is the home part, so that everything isn't just a big compacted mass of like a sludge, and you know, so you need to be able to get the airflow through to kind of stay as aerobic as possible. It should be moist, not wet, because if it's wet, then all your air spaces are filled with water and there's no more oxygen. It should be moist but not wet, and then food, you have to have your balance of, you know, your browns and your greens, as we say in the composting world. You want to have a carbon source, so you know, your leafy material. Then you'd like to have something that's a little more high nitrogen, like grass clippings. So usually, you know, you kind of have to balance those browns and the greens and, you know, make sure you have some structure in a pile. You could turn it over. I find just a little bit of fencing. You know, you get a area or an old, you know, gigantic apple crate or something. And you put it in there, and, you know, they call it making, you know, lasagna. You know, you put down your layers of your different materials, you know, your porous carbon stuff and then your higher nitrogen stuff. I've been reading a lot recently is some people are trying to put their pet waste in their compost piles, and there's a lot of data out now that's probably not the smartest idea, especially if you're going to use that compost on your own vegetable garden. Now, if you put it on your flower garden, you're probably fine.
But animal waste should not be put into your compost for the most part.
Yeah, and that's because most home compost piles don't reach the heat that's high enough to make sure that they're going to do a pasteurization. See, like our process, I stay over 160 degrees for at least 14 days. I mean, I only need to stay over it for 3 days. So we make sure our material goes through a self-heating process, but it basically pasteurizes itself. And homeowners oftentimes, you know, it's hard to manage your pile. You know, you have other jobs to do. I mean, this is
right.
All I do for a living, so I can really manage it as effectively. And, if your pile doesn't get hot enough, it's a little, you know, it should be a cause where you should be a little careful.
Okay. Tom, why don't you hold off a second? We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about worm composting.
You can have a beautiful lawn and be kind to the environment, too. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. A few simple changes in your lawn care practices, like using Milorganite Goof-Proof Organic Fertilizer, can result in a carpet of green, safe for your kids and pets. Proper fertilization can improve your lawn's health and greatly reduce weed problems. Milorganite's organic nitrogen is slow release and won't damage your grass when hot, dry weather arrives. Use Milorganite for better results naturally. Available where garden supplies are sold.
You've changed your light bulbs. You recycle aluminum cans. Maybe you drive a fuel-efficient car. You're doing your part to make a better future. But what about the problems you're facing right now, like pests, weeds, and diseases? Use Natria instead, the line of alternative solutions using naturally derived, non-synthetic active ingredients to effectively protect your home, lawn, and garden. Problem solved. Natria, from Bayer Advanced. Pest, weed, and disease control that fits your life. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Your lovely tree, attacked by insects. Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus, it provides slow-release feeding, all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray formula, and your tree is protected. For stronger and more beautiful trees, we don't hate bugs, we just love trees. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Bugs and weeds got you down this year? How would you like to save on the products to do the job right the first time? They're just generic. Look for Fertilome Kills-All to replace Roundup, twice as strong and half the price. Fertilome Systemic Insect Drench replaces Bayer Tree and Shrub, half the price and a big savings. And over the top to control grasses in your planting bed. Go to www.fertilome.com. That's FERTILOME.com for a dealer near you.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, the federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, 1-800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later,
and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough Shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Well, good morning. And welcome to the Paul Parent Gun Club. We are broadcasting live today from Mahoney's on Cape Cod in Falmouth. I'll be here until 2 o'clock. And we're talking about organic and natural products, composting. And one of the products that Mahoney's has, if you want to stay natural, is a new grass seed called Pearls Premium. And this is a type of grass seed that requires very, very little fertilizer. And it will grow in the shade. It will take rock salt from the snow plow. And it's a very unique grass seed. So if you get a chance, check out the website, Pearls, P-E-A-R-L-S, Premium, P-R-E-M-I-U-M.com. And that's the name of the grass seed, Pearls Premium Grass Seed. And if you're talking natural, this is a good product. Now, we're talking with Tom Herlihy from a company called Worm Power. They're out of New York. And he raises 46 million earthworms to make a very unique compost-type product. And we've been talking about that. Now, can the homeowner do this, Tom?
Yes, there are many people that have home little worm bins and make their own vermicompost. But again, it's almost like having pets. There really aren't garbage disposals. You hear people think that they can just kind of feed them anything. It requires a little bit of animal husbandry. They love kitchen scraps. You just got to be careful that you don't give them too much of one thing and you avoid the animal protein. If you put them in there and you feed them your kitchen scraps, they love vegetable waste.
Now, tell me what the main benefits of using compost and your vermer composting in your garden. What are the benefits that will do to your garden soil?
Sure, and so we really do look at it as helping out your physical, chemical, and biological needs of your soil. So physically, it helps break it up and keep it loose. Your tilt and your porosity, it's got that wonderful kind of peat kind of texture to it. It'll also help a little bit on the water retention, and again, keep it loose so the plant doesn't have to spend all this energy to try to push the roots through the soil. chemically, we come from cow manure, and we have those 45 million earthworms working on it. So we have a lot of the big three nutrients, the nitrogen, phosphorus, and potash. But then again, we have all the micronutrients in a very nice balance. And the worms have made them very soluble because, the plants, they don't have mouths, they have straws, but they can really only absorb, the nutrients when they're in a soluble form. And the worms have done a lot of that digestion for us. So when you put the worm power into the soil, the plant will be able to then extract those nutrients and use it for their plant growth very easily. And again, it doesn't have to spend its energy doing that. It can then devote that to growing a nice plant and growing fruit and vegetables for you. And then biologically, a lot of the way this works in the soil is microorganisms. And we just, we're like yogurt for the soil, we joke sometimes. We're an inoculant for you.
Wow. Now, is there a website where people can go to get more information about worm power and what it does, how it works, and so forth?
Sure. We have our own website, and so that's wormpower.net. It's just like it sounds, wormpower.net. We're also very proud. I've written about 14, 15 grants with collaborators at Cornell University, which is New York's land grant. And Cornell University maintains kind of an independent of, it's worm power based, but they did a lot of research on vermicompost. And so anybody that just types in Cornell and vermicompost, you'll go right to their webpage. And so you can see some nice, university, third-party, peer-reviewed research on, vermicompost in plant protection and plant growth.
Well, and if they go to the website, they can find out where they can purchase the product. I know I'm at Mahoney's here on Cape Cod. They do sell the worm power, but if they don't live near Mahoney's, is on your website, will it tell people where they can find it?
We do. We have a where to find it link on the page. If you go to the page, we're pretty sure it's up to date. Sometimes it's hard to keep up. We've been having a good year so far with getting the lawn and garden centers to start carrying it. And that really is because for the first 10 years, we were really just a commercial product. I mean, I only sold it in these gigantic 1-cubic yard, 1,000-pound sacks. And it really was only last year that that's where I met you at the trade show. So, and we started putting it into smaller, lawn and garden.
Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just wet and forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
When killing weeds, people experience an inner conflict.
Organics are better for the environment.
What? Those don't work.
But thanks to Clear Choice, you can have a weed-free lawn and a clear conscience. Compared to traditional herbicides, it's just as effective, but has up to 85% less active ingredients.
Let's kill some weeds.
But don't harm the poor grass.
It won't. It's selective, so it only kills weeds.
Goodbye.
Clear Choice. Feel good about killing weeds. Find your nearest retailer at todaysclearchoice.com.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today. $4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981, 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from AirFusionSystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Has your garden soil had a checkup lately? Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your garden this year, maximize your soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. For maximum yields, start with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It is Earth Day, and we're doing something a little bit different today. We're talking about natural products. We're talking about compost. We just did a segment on Worm Power, which is a very, very powerful, concentrated earth compost, worm castings and compost that you add to your garden. But I want to spend a little bit of time to tell you about a compost maker. Now, the old-fashioned way was to make it on the ground, and when you did, a lot of it went into the ground, so you lost a lot of the power. And you've heard me talk a lot about the compost tumbler. So today's a perfect day to tell you how the compost tumbler works and what it will do for your garden. So joining us is Mike Taylor from the Compost Tumbler. Hey, Mike, good morning, and happy Earth Day to you.
Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. For the new listener, could you tell us about the Compost Tumbler and how unique it is?
Absolutely. One of the things that's different about the compost tumbler from a lot of other products on the market is that all of the models that we have, and we currently have five, all of them are built around the science of composting. So in the 40s, 50s, and 60s, there was a lot of research being done into how to make composting more efficient. Because up to that time, the only way it was done was just to stick it in a pile on your property and let it rot. So out of this research came a few basic points about composting. And those points were all taken into account when we developed the product line. So the first thing is that you'll notice that's different about our product is the shape of the drum. So the length, width, and height of the drum are all the same length. So that's an important shape, that equal distance between all directions is the most efficient shape for composting, rather than something that's really elongated or where one side is much longer than the other. The second thing that was really important out of this research was that air was critical to the composting process. So all of our units have air vents that are at the top of the unit. And that's important because when you think about filling a drum or filling a container, if your air vents are at the bottom or running through the middle, that is going to get blocked and clogged as you fill the drum. So no matter how full you get ours, you're still going to be able to have air come in and out of the unit. The third thing that was important was that there had to be a way for excess moisture to escape, because if moisture is allowed to stay in the container or the drum, it bogs down the process and you get kind of a soupy, slimy, smelly mess. So again, all of our units have drainage at the bottom of the unit so that moisture can escape, and you can actually reuse that moisture if you mix it with water. It becomes a terrific liquid fertilizer called compost tea. And then the fourth thing that was really important is it has to be easy to turn, because turning and mixing of the materials inside is a key part of composting quickly. So all of the compost tumbler drums are mounted on axles. They're very easy to turn. Even when full, they're completely raised off the ground. So that helps make sure that all the materials inside have access to fresh air. It also helps to reduce any odors so you don't get any of those friendly critters coming around to investigate your compost pile.
Yeah, and that's big. Well, I'll tell you, I am a second generation of compost tumbler. My dad had one, and he loved it. I mean, he absolutely loved that compost tumbler. We lived south of Boston, a town called Scituate, and it's similar to Cape Cod, very sandy soil, and my dad had to water that garden every single night. He started with the compost tumbler. He made compost nonstop all year long, and within 2 years, he cut back the watering in the garden to once a week because of the compost that he added to the garden, because it holds so much moisture.
And you're right.
He just loved it.
Yeah, those are some great points. You know, composting, it provides a number of key benefits to your soil. One is water retention, like you mentioned. It also provides valuable nutrients to the soil so that it helps whatever you're growing grow quicker and grow stronger. It provides some disease-resistant benefits as well, so you're less likely to have problems with blight or other types of diseases or problems. And so, you know, of all the things that a gardener can do, or anybody really, one of the most valuable and one of the easiest is to compost. I mean, when you think about it, you're already disposing of all these materials anyway, whether it's kitchen scraps down the garbage disposal or raking leaves and setting them out for collection. You're already doing the work to dispose of all these materials. You might as well keep them, reuse them yourself, and get some important and valuable benefits out of it.
Yeah, my dad was, certain times of the year when it would get hot and dry and the grass wasn't growing as fast and people had done all their weeding and he was having a problem getting enough material, he would go see all the neighbors and ask them for their green material and pine needles and stuff, and he made a deal with them. If you give me all of your organic matter, I'll put it in my compost tumbler, and in return, I'll split half of it with you. And it came to a point where he had probably a dozen neighbors that would bring him trash bags and wheelbarrows full of organic material from their garden, and he made a continuous batch and got everybody in the neighborhood hooked on composting, and before long there was 5 composters in his immediate area, and people just loved it because of what he did. And he even started putting seaweed in it when he couldn't get local green matter, and that worked even better. So, you know, it's a great end result, and it really does improve the quality of your soil.
You're absolutely right. And, you know, it's funny that you should tell that story, because we do get that frequently. We'll get a call or an email from someone, and they'll say that, you know, my neighbor down the street has one, and their flower beds and their gardens always look so nice. And so I thought we should give it a try also. So it's funny that you should have the same experience. Composting, like I said before, it's one of the easier and more beneficial things that you can do. And it does a lot for your soil, improving the texture, the structure of the soil, making it easier to grow things, especially if you're in an area that doesn't have great soil. Sandy soil, clay, hard, impacted soil. Compost helps in all those areas as well.
Now, the one thing that you did mention, and I totally agree with you, you mentioned that you could turn your composter to put the air in it, and then if you had excess moisture, it would come out the bottom. And my dad did that. He had a galvanized bucket, and what he would do, he would turn his compost, and if it needed moisture, he would really soak it thoroughly, turn the composter so that the drain was at the bottom, and he would collect that all of the juices from that composting that was breaking down, and he would use it as a side dressing in the garden. And he said, I don't need to buy any of the common fertilizers, because I've got a sideline where I make my own organic liquid food. And he would mix it with water, side dress the vegetables and the flowers, so, and he got a bonus with that. So if you do it on the ground, you'll lose all of that value, but with your compost tumbler, it's there for you to get.
That's right. Don't let anything go to waste. The only thing I would mention is that anytime you're making compost tea, whether it's through our unit or some other method, that is highly concentrated, what
right.
comes out of the composter. So you need to cut it with something like 10 parts of water. And then when you do that, it becomes an excellent liquid fertilizer. You could put it right in your watering can, spread it around. You could even put it in a small handheld and use it as a mister for hanging plants, or you can even use it indoors as well with your indoor plants or container gardens also. So don't let anything go to waste, Paul.
Exactly. Now, last time we talked, you also mentioned that you could take your old newspapers and cut them in strips and blend your old newspapers in with your green material. Can you tell us about that?
Absolutely. Most paper-based products can be used for composting. So the key is to make sure that it does not have any type of gloss to it. So some of your newspaper inserts, or maybe brochures that you get in the mail, anything glossy you shouldn't use. But outside of that, newspaper is terrific to compost with. Copy paper or paper from your computer printer, that's great to compost with. Cardboard is great to compost with. So when you have finished rolls of paper towels or toilet paper, take those tubes and just tear them up by hand and put them in there. They're great for composting. They're very absorbent, So if you're mixing it with something really wet, like a lot of fruit or vegetable waste, it's a great counterbalance to it. And the amazing thing is that once you start composting, you become aware of a lot of things that you were just disposing of that can be recycled. And until you start doing it, you just don't comprehend how much waste you're generating. As an example, before I started composting, we would put out about 3 trash bags or so a week to be collected. Since we've been composting, which has been about 10 years now, down to 1.5 bags of waste. So we're recycling 1.5 bags of waste every week that we were previously sticking into a landfill, and we're getting something valuable out of it in return.
Now, can you tell us about your website?
Absolutely. The website is the name of the product, so it's composttumblr.com, and that's COMPOSTUMBLER, composttumblr.com. So if you go there, you're going to see all of our models. That's the first thing you're going to see. There's a place where you can look at each model to determine if it's right for you. There's a comparison page so you can put them side by side. And then there's also sections that talk about some of the things that you and I talk about, Paul, which are the benefits of composting, what are the types of things that you can use, a little bit about the science behind the product so that you can see for yourself what you're getting. So you can go there, take a look around. If you have any questions, you can email us or give us a call. And then we also have a great Earth Day weekend offer that's out there now as well. So if you get through that, you say, this is the product for me, I'm going to give you a code right now, and you'll put that code in, and you're going to see the price drop anywhere from $30 to $50, depending on what model you're looking at.
Okay, so hold on a second. We'll be right back to you.
If you want your lawn to be as green as it can be, why not use the best grass seed you can buy? Jonathan Green Black Beauty Grass Seed is a revolutionary breakthrough in turf grass breeding. Black Beauty is naturally dark green in color and has roots that can grow up to 4 feet deep into the soil for superior drought tolerance. Black Beauty grasses also have a protective waxy coating like you'd find on an apple, which preserves moisture and shields your lawn from turf disease. Overseeding your existing lawn with Black Beauty will quickly improve the appearance of the entire lawn. Insects such as chinch bugs are the bane of any lawn's existence. Black Beauty grass seed contains naturally occurring organisms called endophytes that repel insects and reduce the need for using chemical pesticides. Help your lawn reach its full lush potential. Black Beauty grass seed by Jonathan Green. Eco-friendly, carefree, for the best lawn in town. Available at your local hardware store or garden center.
Hello, this is Scott for Scott's Lawn Pro 4-Step Program. You know, my wise old Uncle Angus always said that without great struggle and mental anguish, there can be no great reward. Well, clearly he never knew about this 4-step program from Scotts, as in 4 simple steps to your best lawn ever. Scotts has taken all the confusion and guesswork out of lawn care. Each package is clearly marked with what to apply, when to do so, even in what order. It's a no-brainer, lads. And each step is formulated to provide your grass with the right type of food or weed control at just the right time. So your efforts are rewarded with a lawn that not only looks fantastic, but can also better defend itself from future problems. Get started with Scott's 4-step program this weekend. And remember, it's only available at your nearest independent hardware store or garden centre. To learn more, go to scotts.com. Feed your lawn. Feed it.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days. And we're the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's ZeroDebtGuarantee.com or call now for free information, 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Well, good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are celebrating Earth Day, and we're talking about worm castings. We're talking about organic insecticides and fungicides, talking about composting, and we've been, this last half hour, we've been talking about the compost tumbler, a very unique composting machine that makes compost much faster than the traditional pile on the ground. And I know not all of you can use a compost tumbler if you're in a small apartment or something, but if you have a yard, there's a compost tumbler that will meet your particular needs. And we are talking with Mike Taylor this morning. And we were, just before the break, Mike was telling us about their website. And I think you'll be interested in on the information that's available on the website. And they're also having a Earth Day special that can save you quite a bit of money. So, Mike, if you could tell us a little bit about that, that'd be great.
Absolutely. The website is composttumbler.com. And again, that's C-O-M-P-O-S-T-U-M-B-L-E-R, composttumbler.com. And when you get there, you're going to see all of our models. You're going to see a ton of information about them and about composting in general. But the best part is that today, since it is Earth Day, we have a special going on. If you put in the offer code, the letter M, the letter N, and the number 4, so it's MN4, you put in that special code, and you're going to get a discount of anywhere between $30 and $50, depending upon the model that you select. So if you've ever considered composting, if you have some product that maybe isn't meeting all of your needs, and you've thought maybe I should get something else, now would be the time to do it. Again, this is an Earth Day special, so once Earth Day is finished, those prices are going to go away.
Terrific. Well, we want to thank you for joining us today and telling our listeners about a very unique product that you have developed. And, again, my dad had one. I have one. I really, really love it. And if you have a big yard, if you have a lot of gardens, and you do have waste, you have lawn clippings, and when you weed and things, this is the ideal method to make compost. If you live near the ocean, go pick up seaweed. Use it at this time of the year. We have a major storm headed our way tonight and tomorrow, so there'll be all kinds of seaweed that you can add to the compost tumbler. So think about it. Go to the website. Do your research. And you'll be a believer like I am. It really is incredible. Mike, thank you for joining us this morning on the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Paul, as always, thanks for your time.
We really appreciate you joining us today. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Now, if you live in a condo and you're limited on space and you just need a single bag of compost when you're doing potting, and I'll tell you, if you can pot your plants and add a little bit of compost to it, it's going to really help them to grow. Window boxes and containers. Now, if you live in New England, I want you to go to a store called Blue Seal. And they have a website. It's www.blueseal.com. So BLUESEALSTORES.com. BlueSealStores.com. They sell something called Cody Blend Lobster Compost. And it's made by the coast of Maine. And it has shellfish in it. It has lobster. And this compost has something called chitin. And it comes from the shells. So go to the Blue Seal store. It's a family-run store. They're all over New England. They've been in business for 140 years. But check out their website, BlueSealStores.com, and get some lobster compost. It's wonderful. And mix it with your potting soil for containers and window boxes.